So I decided that the Lord wanted me to share with you tonight some truths about prayer and some ways that we should stay strong in our prayer lives and how that impacts our relationship with Jesus. I think sometimes as Christians, we kind of get in these grooves in our daily lives of simply just going through the motions and kind of just surviving, getting by with the bare minimum. We can grow so stagnant in our prayer life, and in turn, that affects our relationship with Christ. I want to encourage you tonight not to settle on the bare minimum, but to keep seeking more of Jesus every single day. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." A great way of seeking God is in prayer. So we're going to go over a couple different points here about prayer that I think, it's not a long message, but I'm hoping it's a powerful message, and I'm hoping that you can apply these to your personal walks with Christ. And number one is that prayer is crucial in our relationship with Christ. You cannot have a relationship with anybody without talking to them. I think everybody in the room that is married could probably agree that communication is a pretty important in your relationship. Praying is our direct contact with God. I can tell a personal difference in my walk on the days that I pray less and the days that I pray more. Sometimes when I'm feeling like I'm struggling or disconnected from the Father and I'm just asking myself why, you know, why am I going through this season? A lot of times if I check my prayer life, that gives me the answer I'm looking for. Prayer is not optional, it is a necessity. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Another verse in the Bible that is really short and to the point is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and it simply says, "Pray continually." I can think of what joy and confidence it can bring to our relationship that we can go to the Lord in prayer anytime, anywhere, any situation. Prayer isn't just for the altar or the bedside. You can pray about anything, anywhere. At your job, in the car, in the shower. I mean, I prayed some powerful prayers in the shower, okay? I was just going to say that right now. It's the one place where it's just quiet. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done." So in the times that we feel disconnected in our relationship, or maybe you're just feeling in the rut, maybe the world has drugged you down, the weight of this world has a tendency to try to suppress us. It is crucial that we stay in these scriptures and keep on praying and praying about anything and everything. Another thing I think is important is that I think sometimes we look at some of our stuff that's going on and we think maybe it's just too small for God. Like maybe these little things aren't as big as the important things. Maybe the small issues in life, it's just like we even forget to pray about them. You know, we worry about the big battles, but we don't worry about the small battles as well. We just think that it's going to fly right past him. The scripture tells us to pray about everything, not just the big stuff. There is nothing too big or little for God. You just have to come and lay it at his feet. Do not lose hope. You have to stay in the fight and keep pushing for your growth in your relationship every day. I can tell you personally, there have been many times in my walk. I know a lot of you haven't heard my testimony, but I'm not. I grew up in church, but I'm just about a little over a year into my true walk with Christ, and it's been a difficult year. There's been a lot of There's been a lot of transformation. There's been so much growth. But there's also been a lot of battles that come with that. Because where there is growth, there is attack from the enemy. And I tell you, there's been times in my life where I've been going through something and I get to a point and I know the only person that can take me through it is Christ. And I get to the point to where it feels like I could be waiting a lifetime. Because in the moment, we get stuck on how big the battle is and how awful it is at that moment, and we just want it to be over and fixed right then. We don't want to have to wait. We don't want to have to go through the troubles. And you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. It's just not instant. But I can tell you, at the right moment, there has not been a time where God has ever left me hanging. It always seems that right when I think I'm going under, God seems to pull me back out and put me back in the fight. I'm here to tell you that he showed up for me time and time and time again, and so I know he can show up for you. You just have to keep on praying. No matter what it looks like, maybe you need God's healing in a sickness or a relationship or a job or your home life, your marriage, whatever that looks like for you. Matthew 21:22 says you can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. You have to keep the faith. I know sometimes your faith may seem to be weakened when you feel like your prayers might not be being answered. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of the things that we cannot see. All of Hebrews 11 goes on to talk about how people's faith has changed their lives. Noah built the ark. Abraham left his home to go where God had called him. Sarah was able to have a child. Isaac promised blessings for his sons. Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. Moses' parents hid him for 3 months, and then later on he chose to share the oppression of God's people. The people of Israel went through the Red Sea, and the walls of Jericho came down. Because all of these things were done by faith. People overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. If these people accomplished all this by their faith, what can we do through ours? If we have tremendous faith when we pray, just imagine the possibilities of what can happen. In our ministries, in our church, in our schools. So if you would say, if y'all want to play some music, you can go ahead. If you would say maybe your faith has been struggling lately and you just want to renew your faith in the Lord, I want to encourage you that there's no time to wait. Tonight's the night. Maybe you're new to your faith and you're just seeking growth. You want to have more faith in the Lord. You want to trust him more. I want to invite you to come pray tonight. I just want to spend some time focusing on this area in our life because I've just been laid this, that this is just, this prayer in this season is so important. Whatever your walk looks like right now, whatever it is that you need to strengthen, I want to encourage you to act on what he's calling you to. Act on the area that you're struggling in. Spend time in prayer. I would ask you if you need prayer for anything, if they're struggling, I think the men and the women, we got to have each other's backs. We got to be accountable for each other. We got to help each other through the fight because let's be honest, the world, it isn't taking it easy on us anymore. There's so much already coming out about Christianity already under attack. We have to be rooted in our faith and what we believe and in our prayer lives because that's the only thing that's going to make a difference. So I want to invite anybody who feels that they need to come to the altar and pray tonight to come down. Thank you.